a melanated mom, working hard as can be. I show up for my children while showing up for me. I'm a melanated, melanated, melanated mom.
Hey mamas, welcome back to another episode of the Melanated Mom Podcast, where we raise creative, innovative, and independent thinkers, but in the process, we don't forget about ourselves. And here we are thinking about ourselves today, still in the midst of shelter in place. We still need to try to have a little bit of fun, turn up as much as we can. So I got together with my girlfriends and we turned up on a Zoom call. Zoom is the best, or any platform that you can actually see somebody else's face on and talk. So we all grabbed our glasses of wine or our drinks and sat on the phone for a little bit over an hour and just caught up on life and laughed. Like, laughter is not canceled. I keep talking about all the stuff that isn't canceled because, you know, basically we're talking about everything that is canceled. But there are still things in life that are not canceled. For me, the top ones are worshiping God is not canceled. Me being the church is not canceled. Me laughing on the phone with my friends and having a good time and remembering that these things are important for my soul is not canceled. So if you need some laughter, get on the phone with your friends and cut up. Get on a Zoom call with your friends and have a really good time. Do something out of the box that connects you with other people. But in the meantime, please join us here and laugh with us and have a good time talking about a little bit of nothing, how we are surviving this shelter in place with kids, stuck in the house, nowhere to go. So come join us and have a really good time talking about, like I said, a whole bunch of nothing. But laughter truly is medicine for the soul. All right. See you guys later.
No, that's not me. That's my phone.
Okay.
well, we saw your face. We didn't know where you came in.
Once I log in through the computer, I log off. Through here. I'm not seeing nothing, Mama.
No, we can't. Oh, you're not seeing the. You want me to send out the link again? Did you see the link I sent?
The link is fine. I'm just looking for the password.
Oh. You see me turn on my phone light.
Next to
there it is. Wait, no. You look like Halloween.
Okay. I'm going to leave here and log on through my phone.
Okay.
We're really Bye. Halloween because I ain't wore a bra in I don't know how long. I think I've just been wearing sports bras.
Girl, well, at least you could get away with it because I don't have no sports bra that would do me justice for the whole day unless it's the one with the underwire, and I might as well wear this one, the regular one.
Yeah, very true.
How's work been going for you this week, Bianca?
Pretty good. It's business as usual because, you know, I work from home.
Yeah, like, right. But you got the kids, though.
Yeah.
So that's different. Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually doing their schoolwork, and then, like, I hold my meetings or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Shanae, I see some little bubbles coming up on Shanae. Okay. What's she doing?
Y'all see me? No.
No, yeah. We can't see you, but okay. We can hear you.
No. Hey.
Oh. Hey.
Hi. She's back.
I am. Okay. I'm ready. I'm in this. I ain't got to log off at 7 no more.
You had to log off at 7?
I was.
Oh.
No, I don't, because I can use my phone.
So, Bianca, tell me this. So, they just sit there and do their work by themselves? I'm trying to understand, because I'm trying to get my life together. Okay?
What is this about?
Tell me more.
Their school, the teachers send out a playlist every day. Kenya's is on Google Classroom. Solomon's is on Seesaw. So they log in, and then it's a list of assignments, and then they just have to click and do the assignment. So Kenya does hers independently. Like, she doesn't need me. But Solomon's, there are certain assignments, like videotape yourself counting to 100. So I have to sit there and hold the computer.
Oh, yeah. I saw you guys doing that on Instagram.
Yeah, or read aloud. Like, they put up a book, and then he has to read it off the screen, and I have to record him reading it.
So they're getting graded for their work, right? Are they getting graded for that right now? They are.
Yes, okay. Teachers check their work every day. Girl, mm-hmm. Kenya forgot to submit an assignment, and her teacher was like, is everything okay? Because Kenya didn't turn in her fraction sort assignment.
You be like, girl, everything is fine. I'm trying to get my life together over here. Don't worry about what we're doing over here. Worry about what you're doing over there, okay?
She said, everything is fine. Hella defensive.
I will have
to wait. Anna's trying to take a picture, so I guess we should smile.
Oh crap! Is Anna responding or is she taking a picture?
What you doing your lip gloss?
Let me do.
Yeah, Anna, send that picture to me. Sinead. Do you want to take a better one while Sinead's not putting in our lip gloss?
I know, right?
All right. Okay, got it.
Wait, I wasn't even back at you. One, two, light. One. Wait a minute. So I can see my bonnet realness.
Oh, snap. It's ready now.
See, okay,
I'm going to sit it.
Oh, you took it? Like, I'm like, we posing. I was like, wait, when did you take it? When did you take the picture?
When did you take the picture?
What happened?
I'm going to do a snippet.
Count us down.
Right, exactly. She takes pictures like George. I'll be holding my stomach in for hecka long, and you just be standing there. I'm like, wait, are you taking the picture? Or what's happening right now? Because I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Bianca, where's your wine?
Girl, girl. In the fridge. I just got through eating. I'm going to let my food rest real quick.
You can't drink water. You can't put nothing on your stomach just yet?
Not yet. I'm gonna get.
I can't tolerate you. I can't deal with you.
That's ridiculous.
But okay, so I was gonna tell you this: that Xavier's teacher, Emma's teacher, hasn't gotten anything on like Google Classroom or anything. But Xavier's teacher sends out a list. But you have to be a scientist to do the homework. So I'm just like, I don't even know how to do this. So there's a problem here. So he ain't been able to do nothing by himself. So I'm trying to help both of these kids at the same time, and don't nobody know what they're doing, basically.
What is Emma doing? Did her teacher send her with anything?
She sent home some work. Like, we were supposed to be on independent study anyway, because we were going to be in Disneyland, right? When all this happened. So she had already sent home some work. But all of Xavier's stuff was on Google Classroom, girl. And I'm just like, yo, I need the teacher. I need her to come here. Like, I need her physically here to teach him the work, because I don't know what I'm doing. So she's expecting a lot from me that I just can't give her. But they're not grading any work yet either, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, you get what you get.
Yeah.
My kids do I think 1/3 of their work is on the computer. So she's been sending like progress. This is how long your child has been doing iReady and like all this stuff every day. So, but everything's not on the computer.
But what would you say, Anna?
Everything isn't on the computer. So it's a lot of stuff that they do that's not on the computer, but they have all their workbooks and like stuff like that where they'll do the stuff in the book.
Well, when we went to pick up their Chromebooks, I got packets.
I should have picked up their Chromebook. I should have picked up Jeremiah's Chromebook. It's too late now that school is like officially closed.
Yeah,
but I should have went to do that.
They had a day where you could pick it up too, Anna.
Yeah, they had like 2 or 3 days until the government, the governor shut it down.
Shanae, what you doing?
I'm trying to take a good picture of this, but it ain't working out. Trying to be hella creepy, but it's is not working out. A good picture is not working out.
Hi, Kenya.
Eden.
Oh, I was about to say, who is that?
Hey, Kenya. Eden's still homeschooled, so you know.
It's, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's business as usual.
Yeah, it's life as usual.
It's business as usual, but, you know, she over here bugging me when I'm trying to work. I'm like, Eden, go do something else. Then she'll be done with school, and then she'll try to, oh, Mom, look at this, or oh, Mom, look at that. I'm like, it's very exciting, but got work to do, and I'm responding to this, and I'm looking over that. I'm trying to figure out this. So next week, we'll have 2 days of me working while she's doing school or her being with me. So we'll see. Then I guess we'll see how this whole thing actually works out. I don't know. She got so much energy, and I don't have
her. I don't have it. I just don't have it.
I don't have her level of energy. I wish, but I don't. And then my sister gave me this smooth little setup over here, so now I actually have a desk.
Oh, it's okay. A desk
and a TV meal setup. Where you see those TV dinners and you eat them on.
it's a twofer.
Get your TV meal and set it up on a little wooden desk. Watch TGIF. Man, we used to be eating them TV dinners too. Boy. Man, I miss that chicken one with the brown.
I used to like the Salisbury steak one.
Oh, that was a good one. I just wanted a brownie. Give me the brownie.
I know.
The brownie was amazing.
Wait, was it in the microwave or you still put it in the oven?
If I knew my mama, we probably put it in the oven.
Okay, I'm about to say, because if you put that brownie in the microwave, that wasn't nothing but a sponge. Okay.
It was like half hard and half raw. What a dip in a bubble.
Some of them had like a little applesauce thing too that you had to stir.
That was interesting.
That is funny.
Give me the brownie.
Little kids cuisine.
Yeah, the kids cuisine. Sean used to tear them up, I tell you.
Man, we showed enough we were poor. You know, we'll see one of them things and be like, ew. What is this?
Can we eat that? How is it McDonald's?
Girl, my kids ain't had fast food since this started. I didn't know it was possible for my kids to not ask me for fast food every day. They ask for fast food every day. And as far as they know, we are poor right now, okay? I am jobless. We do not have money.
Back to spaghetti.
Every day. Spaghetti. And I hate spaghetti. So just for them, not me.
Wait, so today, is Eden quarantined with you this whole time, or y'all still doing exchanges?
We're still doing the exchange. You know, I ain't trying to be no hero.
Right?
They were nice enough to ask, though, if they needed to keep her more or anything. Like, I was like, that's nice, but no. Then her daycare just today was like, I guess we got to shut down. So that's fine, because, you know, she was going to stay with me anyways. She thinks it's so much fun to be at home. I'm like, it's not that much fun. Mama want
to
be at
home. Right. They gonna learn it ain't fun to be home if you got to be in the house more than some dang 3 weeks, right? Because my kids are always longing to play with other people. They look out the window when people walk by and they be like, ooh, we want to play with them. Who are they? We don't know them, but we want to play with them.
That is funny.
Eden loves to just be at home and not do nothing. I mean, she'll be doing things, but like, I'll be like, oh, you want to go to the movies or you want to go do this? I just want to go home. Like, you are my child, right? Because we're wild and crazy.
So, but what? You don't mean go to the movies right now, though. You just meant on a regular day?
Not like Friday. Or like... But I'm pretty sure they were shut down. Girl, I'm not trying to be in the house. My neighbors were pumping some music next room. I'm like, hey, can we quarantine together? Habla espanol.
I don't know. I feel like I've been overkill. We just went to the corner store. We came home. I sprayed all the groceries down with Lysol. So the gummy worms taste like Lysol. It was like, wait a minute. How does this taste nasty? I'm like, girl, look. You're going to be clean on the outside and on the inside. Coronavirus will not touch you, okay?
It'll kill you faster than Lysol.
She's going to turn into a biotic.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad over here. I'm a little bit overkill. I know that I'm on George's nerves, but you know.
Wait, so is goes life. Working outside of the house?
Girl, he is working outside of the house, but I definitely need him to be working inside of the house, okay? Because I need a break. I'm like, I'm with these kids for 10 hours a day. I need you to get here.
Gary too. Gary gets to leave
every day. Gary's still going to work?
Yeah, you know he law enforcement. They don't get no
right. Work. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just be me, struggling.
Girl. Gary be at work on the weekends too, so you be used to it. You good at it. I'm not. Yeah. I ain't gonna even lie. I ain't trying to be no hero either. I want some help.
You about every to call Trey, be like, you want two more kids?
Girl, every time George get home, I'd be like, I'm off the clock. As soon as he walk in, I'd be out. I'm off the clock. Mm-hmm. I come to the room, close the door. Maybe lock it. Don't come around here. I'm done for the day. Don't ask me nothing.
That is funny.
Mm-mm. So are they live streaming church again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Girl, yeah, yeah. Till further notice.
Yeah. I mean, I knew they weren't going to have us in the building, but I didn't know if they would even live stream.
That's what the
Hey, mamas. Okay, so which one of you are ready to start a podcast? Don't raise your hand because I can't see you, but I can tell you some of the amazing things that Anchor has to offer you in terms of making a podcast. First of all, Anchor is the easiest way that you could ever record your podcast. It's free. They have tons of creation tools for you to use right from your phone or your computer. They will also help you distribute your podcast so you have to do no extra legwork, and it can be heard on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and many other listening platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need all in one place. So if you're ready to get started, go download the Anchor app for free at anchor.fm. And guess what? I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Praise and worship team for us.
Who?
Anna.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You want it for real?
Post yeah, send link. It to me. I'm coming to your church tomorrow.
All right.
I'm about to go to everybody's church. Everybody who's been asking me to come to their church, I'm coming.
I can visit. What time your church start, Anna?
Like
11:30.
Oh, that's amazing.
We probably go to 1 o'clock service. We do on a normal Sunday, we go to 1 o'clock service.
That's way too bad.
What?
Girl.
You can't pull off 11:30.
We eat breakfast. We do all kind of stuff. And then we go praise the Lord.
We go shopping. We do all types of things.
And then you'd be like, time to go to church, y'all.
Girl.
House at 12:40.
To go wow. To
dang.
Wow. I would find a way to still be late to a 1 o'clock service. That's 5 minutes up the road.
Starts at 12:55.
My after church nap start at 1 o'clock. So
Girl, look, man, I'm saying by the time she went grocery shopping and did all kind of other stuff, girl, I'd be like, well, yes, I can't make it again.
Whoops. You got to pay attention to your body.
But I can attend. Wait, it's two services or one, Anna?
Well, live stream is just one.
And at 11:30?
At 11:30, okay.
They got praise and worship too?
Yeah, they did last Sunday. I don't know. The government has changed things. So I don't know. They praise and worship. But they had it last Sunday. They had a squad out there.
Oh, squad.
Squad.
Squad goals.
They had the praise and worship team, and then behind them was like all the church staff was up there with the band and everything. So they were like the congregation behind. Yeah.
Oh, got it.
It was like 20, 30 people up there. They weren't social distancing nothing.
They weren't. They said no distance in the spirit.
Nice.
No
nice.
They were just out there.
Nice. That's crazy.
Here goes my wine mini, you guys. See?
Nice.
Ooh, fancy. What kind?
Sutter Home. Moscato Sangria.
Moscato.
Fancy and poured in a glass. I don't know.
I got some.
Get fancy.
This is a mimosa with some gin.
That ain't no mimosa.
Yes.
A splash.
Oh, Anna. Wait, was your
girl? Round two, cool. Anna. Go for it.
Malibu and
look what I found. Do you like the Stella Rosa wines?
I do.
Do you drink these? They got watermelon. Look, you might, girl, Winco, they got pineapple, watermelon. I thought I was in wine heaven. They had so many different flavors. They had tropical. I think I got like four bottles. So I'll be set for it.
What's more tropical than pineapple?
Right.
Fruity. It's like fruit punch, maybe. Who knows, girl? I'll let you know.
They got about 2% alcohol in there. It would go great with a splash of gin.
That's all a woman needs, okay?
This woman just
needs 2%.
Sorry. Bring NyQuil.
This woman over here growing a mustache thing.
Let me see what this got in here.
I know, you got a person. Actually, I just switched to electrolysis. Because my laser person kept burning me.
Oh no!
All of it sounds like it hurts. All of it.
Mine is a cool, like it's a cool mist.
A mist.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit.
No.
Just rain down on me.
It's a different spirit, Tracy.
No, but I'm trying to see how much alcohol this has in.
It's like
7.5 to 7%,
promise you.
Man, let me grab my glass.
Okay.
Girl, I can't see.
What you say, a mist?
Yeah, it's called a cool mist laser. So it
interesting
blows out cold air. And it doesn't hurt. It just feels
so
like,
it doesn't hurt at all. Huh?
No. It feels like a rubber band snap, but it's cool air.
Okay. Like a rubber band snap. Wait a minute. Now that sounds like it hurts.
It hurts.
Well, that does.
Like a sharp, I don't know how to describe it, but like.
But it's worth it. I mean, because it's worked a lot. I used to have chops. I used to have sideburns. I used to have a bunch of ingrown hair, acne, and all that stuff. And so it got rid of all of that to the point where I don't have to wear makeup anymore.
Because I used to
wear makeup because I just looked like a man, and I thought. And the laser worked, but then my person retired, and her fill-in, she just be like, oh, I'm like, zap, zap, zap. Like, you got me looking like a Dalmatian. This is not good. So I told her what she needed to do to be more like the lady before her. And then what she did was she lowered the intensity, so nothing was happening. So I'm paying for nothing. And then when she increased it again, she did it right one time, and after that, she went back to her wild bohemian ways. And let's just laser for fun. I'm like, girl, you're zapping me. So I couldn't do it no more. And I have a friend who goes to an electrolysis, and she happens to be just right around the corner from me. So I started seeing her And what I like about it, though, is that it's individual hair follicles. So that coupled up with a laser, like so much hair is not growing in anymore, which is great. Mm. And I've only had two treatments so far. Of course. Yeah. Does anything not hurt?
It doesn't hurt at all, though. It just feels like a...
Like, my laser hurt, too. Sure.
Like a pressure, like, I don't know. Like a, you know when you go to the... You know when you go to the eye doctor, they blow that puff of air in your eye?
Oh, yeah.
Like that, but it's a little bit more intense than that. But it doesn't hurt.
I don't know nothing about a puff of air in my eyeball.
No?
So you just gonna tell us you ain't never got your eyes tested in this way?
Yes, but they don't blow air in it. They have ingredient letters. I read them all perfectly. And I come on about my day.
That is like a first grader's eye test. Who is your doctor?
Really?
Because if you ain't got the puff of air, you ain't official.
I ain't got the puff of air.
Do you wear glasses, Shanae, though?
No. Uh-huh. I have a very low, prescription, and I'll use it sometimes for farsighted stuff. But I don't wear it for anything really. So yeah, I don't know about a puff of air. And then my stuff, it was never comfortable. I always felt the zap. If she was doing it right and it was killing the hair follicles, I felt it. And under my arm, oh Jesus. Lord God, that hurt. But
what do I want to do next?
I just got this numbing cream.
Oh, Bianca.
What? Oh, it's just a... I mean, but if you ain't had the problems I had, you ain't got to worry about it.
No, I got a beard. My kids let me know, though. They be like,
that's
a beard.
Nice of them.
Girl, yeah, they let me know everything. They be like, ooh, your beard just poked me. Get away from me. Girl, it's probably real bad right now because my mom got that good old magnifying mirror and I'll be going over there and picking it. But I ain't been over there. I've been over there in a couple weeks, so, you know.
I got a laser person. Oh, gross.
I just get random little hairs. Just like one will grow out of my mole. And if I don't get it early enough, it grow and it curl a little bit.
Do you pick it out?
Yes. Woo. Yes.
Why would I be scared to pick a mole out? I mean, pick a hair out of a mole. It just sounds like it would be very painful.
No, girl, I put poop. Even when I get a little one on my breast, ploop.
Oh, Jesus. With a tear.
Girl, that would be real, too. Because I never even got used to threading, like threading of the mustache and stuff. I couldn't do it. I'm like, that hurt too bad.
I had my eyebrows threaded one time by this lady in Concord Mall, and a little bit of her spit. Ended on my face.
Oh God! No.
Nope.
No.
Let me tell you something. That's how you catch the coronavirus right there. Spitting on people.
That's how you catch these hands.
Yeah. It was like, oh no.
Wow.
That's when you rub your face.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
That's
completely gross.
No, I can't get
Boy. Xavier here acting shy, like he want to say hi, but
I know what y'all doing for Audrey. Well, you can't really do nothing for Audrey.
Hi, Xavier.
We had wacky tacky plans.
I can't hear you.
I put the deposit down and everything.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
They give you your money back?
They ain't told me nothing yet, and I haven't called them, so I'll probably call them this week.
You're supposed to be headed to Legoland.
You know,
she's been planning her birthday party since October. She picked the place. Having my party at Wacky Tacky. We had just sent out all the invitations right before school closed, and so I don't know.
That sucks.
I know. I told her I'd buy her a Nintendo Switch if we had to cancel her party. So she's at least prepared. Yeah.
It's
a lot. You about to save all that money.
Yeah. Yep.
That's and worth it. That's
pretty, pretty much the same.
It's the same amount.
Yeah, it's the same amount.
I love being able to see everybody's face.
Look, Eden ain't had a party in a million years, and at this rate, she ain't gonna have another one.
The party was just under 300. But they it included everything, cake, invitations, like every goodie bags, everything. So, wow.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And a Nintendo Switch is $300.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. It will bless you.
Jeremiah has one.
How does it bless you?
There, he's in the room right now. You ain't heard him.
Not a peep.
I can count on my hands how many times Xavier has played with that Switch. No lie.
You don't play with it?
No, girl. It just sit there.
What games you got?
Girl, who are you asking?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You could have bought it off of Tracy.
For real. Man.
Solomon got Mario Maker. They got Just Dance. They got
Super Mario Odyssey.
And they playing on the TV too, huh?
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carla bought Solomon the Sonic the Hedgehog for Christmas.
And
it's just been a blessing. It's been a blessing.
Xavier just started playing Xbox this week since we've been off because some of the kids at school play Fortnite. So what they've been doing is like getting on the little Google Classroom and they be in there talking on the Google Classroom. Then they play Fortnite. So and he played with Eddie this week too. Eddie was supposed to teach him some stuff. So I'm like, Xavier don't know what he's doing because he don't play games. And they was like,
Xbox.
Somebody was like, promote me. Come on, Xavier, promote me. Xavier was saying, okay. And then he was like, I don't know what that means. He's just confused. And I'd be up here stressed out because I'm like, I don't know what it means either. He'd be like, do this, do that. I'd be like, look, this is not going to be my full-time job trying to play Fortnite. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's an 8-year-old, 9-year-old.
Right, yeah. Exactly. One of the friends was in the background was like, is your dad watching you play? That's so embarrassing. It's like, well, he officially doesn't know what he's doing, so he needs his dad to watch him, okay?
Right.
Mm-mm. That's probably why he can play though, because he got options. Jeremiah only has the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I just think he hasn't gotten versed in the video game world yet. He plays Roblox. He likes that game.
Yeah,
and he plays it on the phone. Mm-hmm. Oh, do your kids play Roblox?
Bianca? Yes.
Well, y'all gonna have to send me y'all.
Roblox is.
Send me the pass. Send me y'all kids information, okay? Okay. So these kids can play with them.
Solomon got a profile. Kenya got a little profile. They be on their Roblox.
Mm-hmm.
So Eden just has Minecraft, and I told her I was not going to set up no Microsoft account so she could talk to anybody because she's 7.
Yeah,
right.
She's like, but what if I just talk to Stevie, her cousin? I was like, no, mm-hmm. I don't trust nobody. I mean, I trust my nephew, but I don't know how to make it so that he's the only person that could interact with her.
Right.
I have no idea. She's like, well, if anything happened, I would tell you right away. I was like, mm-mm. As a matter of fact, she'd be like, straight away. I'm like, oh, that's
straight.
Straight away. I don't trust anybody. I don't know how to monitor it. And people are crazy.
Yeah. I think we got too many game consoles here. We got the PS4. They got the Nintendo Switch. They got the old school Nintendo from when we was younger. The gray one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's the one I need.
Mm-hmm. But that one, the one they got, you don't have the cartridges. It comes with the games already loaded on it.
Oh, okay.
Pick it up. Yeah. They got all that. Too much.
Yeah, I feel like we got a bunch of stuff over here too, but he don't know how to play none of it. So, you know, I told George, while you sitting over there playing all them games, you need to teach him how to play. You over there trying to have fun. I mean, what about your 8-year-old? He's trying to be popular and have friends, okay? Games.
That is funny.
So what have you guys done about your workout during this quarantine?
Ooh, child.
My gym is offering virtual. So they rented out our workout equipment. So I went and got a step and risers and two.
Nice.
And then a private group on Instagram. And then they go live. And then you work out with them live.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing it, Bianca? Today. Look, you started today. I hate you.
Yeah, because they were doing
it. Girl, I've been doing it. I started today.
No, they were working out the kinks. So I was like,
okay.
Together, let me know. Because, you know. So yeah, I started.
I wish I was a part of them right now because I sure didn't want to drive to no Mare Island, but I'd do it at my house.
So I was able to work out at my job, but they just closed that gym down. But 24 Hours said that they were going to cancel everything for a while. And they're like, and, you know, your contract will be extended until we resume. Now, I'm formally out of my contract where I can cancel at any time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, are you going to suspend my payments too? So
right. You better suspend the whole thing, okay?
Suspend the whole thing. So I would really love to know what would happen with that, but of course now all of the locations are closed, so I can't go in and like suspend it or cancel it.
You could call somebody though, right?
I hope so. Yeah. I think I'm gonna go online and see what I can do.
What if you don't want to work out at home? Some people don't, they have online classes with some of them, but some people don't want to work out at home. Right. I don't want to work out at home or at the gym actually. But you know, so goes life.
Skinny. That's all I want to do.
Be skinny, right? Eat chips and be skinny. That's what I want to do.
And guacamole.
What did you say, Anna? What you been doing?
I've been walking the trail by my apartment.
There's a little trail,
and it goes over the freeway, so there's a little bit of an incline, and then you can keep going. I think I've been out like 4 or 5 days in a row, so I've been pretty.
Oh, so it's close to, that's the one that's close to your house, right?
Yeah, super close.
Okay.
I have a CVS like right by my house too, so I'll walk over there and just, you know, look around, act like it's the mall or something.
You'd be like, oh, they got this new vitamin C. Let me see.
You know, the CVS is close. They sell clothes up in there. They have some cute little summer dresses.
They do.
Do y'all got a large in this? Can you go to the back? Can you check the back? I like this one.
I was looking at the little summer dresses like, should I buy a summer dress?
from CVS.
Just because you want to buy some. No reason other than that.
Nope. Right, exactly, because it ain't no mall open. You'd be like, this cute.
Girl.
Exactly.
This might do.
Who is that?
They can't hear you. I'm on a headset.
Hi, Xavier.
Did you hear me say they can't hear you? I'm on a headset. But by the time we leave this house, we all gonna need new clothes. Like, it's gonna be time for a new wardrobe. Emma's clothes getting tight. Girl, my clothes definitely might be a little tight, okay? So, like,
the way these leggings are set up, I will.
Right. Exactly.
Room. Now, I worked out today for the first time. I did some actual real stretches for my back, which is great, and then did some ab work and went outside and did some stuff for my butt and my thighs and a little bit of cardio, and I caught the sun when it was out and I was like, dang it, I'm about to get black in the backyard. I would look hella tanned and stuff for no good reason, but it was fine, it was good. But then I realized, like I was telling Tracy earlier, I didn't really get up and about until afternoon. So when I finished my workout, it was like 1:30. And then I realized it was close to 2:00. I hadn't even eaten yet. And I was barely making it through the workout because I was so hungry.
Famished.
stupid. So next time I'll just do things a little bit better and actually get up on a timely manner and eat and then work out so I have energy to fuel the workout. Baby steps, but I was glad I worked out today. And then I promptly ordered some Mexican food.
Cancel the workout.
It was fish tacos. Exactly, you know. It was fish tacos. It's negative calories.
We walked to the corner store today, and corner is the main word, girl. It took us 1 hour to do that whole excursion.
So the gas station? Like,
the tower? You know that tower mark? The power mark?
Yeah.
So, well, the kids rode their bikes, and so this was just ridiculous. I mean, halfway through it, they didn't want to walk, ride the bikes no more, so we had to push them. Well, Xavier still rode his, Emma didn't. I was like, this don't make no good sense. So I didn't think I was going to make it back for the wind down. I was like, dang, I got to get in the shower. I got stuff to do. Y'all just taking an hour to walk to the corner store. This makes no sense.
Mm-mm. They needed the fresh air.
Girl, we've been playing Frisbee every day. I'm going to be an Olympic champion by the time this is over.
Yeah. You can do a flip toss catch?
Girl, I could do everything. I've been running Frisbee every day.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the activity.
Tracy.
That's cool.
You know, you got to figure out what you're doing out here, okay? Something to keep these kids entertained.
All right. So how are we all not killing our kids? Because it's a lot of one-on-one time with these little ones.
Prayer, child. Prayer.
You see how everybody got quiet, right?
Like, we still praying about it. We still seeking God for an answer on that one. I love you. Get out my face.
This is hard. Like, I never thought I'd see my kids this much. This is crazy. I feel like I ain't had like 5 minutes to myself.
Yeah.
And the whole time. Seriously.
Yeah. I feel like they just fuss all day. Like, y'all ain't got to talk to each other.
Just don't look at each other.
And Eden, she may not be like, she's the only child here, but this girl will talk to herself so much. I'm like, can you keep it down? Well, I mean, I guess keep it up, because right now I don't have to be involved in the conversation. Yeah. I feel so terrible. I feel like the worst parent in the world.
Are your kids busting each other yet?
Yeah. They're at separate tables now because they can't sit at the table. They need their own working spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they be staring out the window at them other kids and be like, ooh, we want them. We don't want each other. I'm done with you.
These kids at the window.
They're Montessori. So in their classroom is first through third grade. So both of their classrooms is first through third grade. So some of their work like overlaps. So they be trying to like tell each other how to do stuff and like just separate, do your own work. Like, no. So they're at two different tables.
Yeah.
I have one of them doing like the computer jobs while the other one's doing like the workbooks, and then we'll switch.
Yeah. Y'all seem to be making it work for yourselves in that area. I just don't know how to make these kids work separately and not call my name 1,000 times. So when I'm trying to help one person, the other person needs something automatically. As soon as I try to help the other person needs something. I ain't figured it out yet.
You try to figure it out by yourself for a while. I said it to Kenya. This is a productive struggle moment. I believe in productive struggle. I'll go through this for a while. I'll be with you.
Un momento.
A productive struggle moment.
Like, push your brain. Productively struggle through this.
Work that they can do independently.
Yeah.
So I try to find stuff they can. Like, they're like, do any of you guys use Lexia?
Yes, I love Lexia.
Okay, so I let them do their Lexia stuff on their own. And there's one more thing on the computer that I let Xavier do on his own. But the other stuff, like, I feel like I need to sit down and read with him, because then he start like writing notes, and it don't be having, when I tell you it don't have nothing to do, the story was about sharks and he writing about polar bears, I'll be like, wait a minute. He be like, I think this is what happened. No, 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 dude, that's not what happened. There's no, there wasn't a polar bear in this story.
It was about sharks. Not even, no.
So I try to sit down with him a lot with that stuff. A lot of the stuff Emma can still do by herself, though. It's not taxing. But still, I think she gets jealous. So she finds a reason to make me sit down with her, you know.
What kind of things can they do on their own?
My kids are doing their cursive books. They have cursive books, and then they have like an explore the code. I don't know. B might know about that.
Yeah, I know explore.
We got explore the code.
Yeah. Oh. They'll do that on their own. They do reading time on their own, and then they do they have journal where the teacher sends like journal writing prompts, and then they'll do the journal by themselves.
Wow, I gotta help her with that journal.
No, they.
Mm-mm. Or Tracy, like, do they have any online resources?
Xavier has a math resource that's online, and Emma's not doing anything online. I don't even really think her teacher knows how to use Google Classroom yet. So maybe they'll do that next week. Maybe that's something that they kind of set up. But I've just been making up my own stuff for her. I'm not so much worried about what she's doing right now. I'm more worried about what he's doing. So
I'm going to say for math, Kenya and Solomon both play this one, Prodigy Math. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like a little wizard. Like you make your own wizard, and then you have to solve math problems to be able to like cast spells and get one. Mm-hmm. Like you can battle people.
Right. Right.
That's a good one. I actually have a whole document of like free virtual resources if you want me to email it to you.
Yeah, email it to me for
sure.
Separated
because, by grade level.
Right now I've just been trying to, like you said, that their teacher sends out a playlist, but every day his teacher gets on and she just makes a list of everything she wants them to go through. So I've been trying to get them to go through that stuff, and some of the stuff is like in his math book or whatever, but like I said, child, who understands the math? Not a third grader, and not a third grader's mama either. So I'm like, what is he supposed to do right now? So if he can't do that stuff, then yeah, he'll be doing the online stuff as long as he's doing something for me.
Yeah.
That makes me feel better than him just not doing math every day, you know?
Why are y'all fussing? Y'all about to turn it off. That's what you're about to do.
That's what you're about to do.
Right now.
I'm instigating.
Let him play. Rotate him in.
Like double dutch.
Rotate. Wait, did you guys see the prayer? Oh, I sent it to Anna with the lady that had the bonnet on. Did you see that?
No. Yeah.
Now, she said she was not a cafeteria later. She said, I am not nor IHOP, nor Shoney's, or Denny's, or the Waffle House. Okay? I said, girl, I feel you. Because I can't keep up with these stomachs. This arguing and these stomachs.
You become a short order cook, man.
Spaghetti in there. These kids, girl, look, I got on the wind down. Look, I forgot it was 6 o'clock. These kids ain't ate no dinner. I hope that daddy fixed them something out there. I don't know what, but.
Wait, George got tagged in a while ago, didn't he?
Child, but who knows what he did, you know. George be waiting. George eat at 8 o'clock at night, so he be feeling like these kids don't be hungry. I'm like, these kids about to pass out. They hungry.
Yeah, no, in 30 more minutes, they'll eat with daddy.
What time they go to bed?
Well, child, who knows these days, okay?
Yes.
They've been sleeping. Look, we put up this tent for Emma's birthday, right? Girl, that tent been up since the birthday party. So they've been sleeping in that tent every night. I zip them in, zip in at 9 o'clock, and child, they still be talking at 11, okay? So who knows what time they go to bed? I don't even know. I can't keep up. They just talk all night. So
much. They do be talking about trying to keep the schedule kind of normal.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta house make sway. Some motions. House like
sway.
House sway. I'm like, the work it takes to get this kid to bed at 8 is, I mean, she's like me. We're both night owls.
Yeah.
So neither one of us want to be up early or go to bed late or go to bed early. And we just deal with it.
We ain't even doing bed routine. These kids been in pajamas all day. And they about to sleep in the same pajamas.
They ain't been nowhere. Right.
Where'd you go?
We've been
nowhere.
They've been just... But it works for me because they'll sleep till like 9:30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'll get up and start working at 7 and have like 2 hours solid of just me, you know, being able to get my work done. So it's working for my lifestyle.
It's helpful. Yeah, I can see how that'd be helpful. Yeah, because the kids haven't been getting up till 9, and Anna, you know my kids get up early, so.
What? I wish.
Girl.
These kids be up at 6:37. Talk about, I want some breakfast.
Girl. I'd be like, did your daddy leave that cereal on the table? Go for 5 bowls of cereal, girl. They didn't eat so much cereal. It ain't even funny.
Like, I left you a cup of milk out on the counter overnight. It should be at room temperature for you now.
It might be curdled, but
it's
go ahead.
Okay. Just chew through it. Chew through it.
Wait, speaking of, Tracy, was that you who just discovered how to make buttermilk?
Chow, I didn't know.
Know how to make it either though. So
I never ever knew. I was like, wait a minute, they need buttermilk. I ain't going to the Safeway. They got to be kidding me. So there has to be another way. Okay. So I scrolled down. I was girl had a little marinade from my air fried chicken. So I needed some buttermilk. Child,
how do you make it?
How you make it?
Yeah.
Buttermilk?
Yeah.
How you make buttermilk?
Yeah.
You put some vinegar.
Yeah.
Either vinegar or a lemon in some milk.
Somebody said lemon. I've never heard of lemon. I've heard of vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, the recipe that I saw said both vinegar or lemon, either one. But child, yeah, that was a science experiment for me. I watched the milk curdle. I was amazed. I was like, oh, look at that.
But how
I learned something new today. The chicken was good. Girl, the chicken was good. Look, they had a little hot sauce in the marinade too. I was like, oh, this is some good chicken. You know, went up there, found all the spices. The 30 jars of spices that I have, because I never go and look for spices before I go to the store.
30 jars.
You know, you just go ahead and just buy a new spice. But I'm glad we on the struggle plan now. So ain't nobody going to just be out here buying spices for no reason. Go ahead and use the spices we got in the cabinet and learn how to make do. Okay?
I cleaned out our spice cabinet. We had all kinds of spices from 2009 and 2012.
Girl, you almost made me spit this water out. I ain't even lying.
I didn't even realize you were fired.
Let me tell you what's happening right now. Oh, I'm going to use me some expired onion powder, okay? And if somebody has to die, somebody just got to die.
Somebody going to die.
It ain't worth going to Safeway for, I can tell you that much.
Oh, my God.
We all kind of, woof.
I was in Safeway one day at 7 o'clock in the morning. Girl, with so many people in Safeway, and let me tell you, people act like you can't see them. I like the coronavirus make people think you can't see them. I'm like, there's a lady in here with some flat shoes on with socks. I mean, not little socks either, like socks that you could see up to like. She had on short pants. I was like, girl,
so sad.
We can still see you. This virus has not stopped us from being able to see you with them flats off.
And the socks.
Yes.
I'm so sad.
I was among the ranks as well, though. I was out there looking crazy. I'm like, I gotta hurry up because they're gonna buy up all the meat. So I got to get there before ain't no meat left. So I'm just gonna run out real fast and pray that I don't see nobody I know. Right. Exactly. Craziness. I'm happy that we got to catch up a little bit today.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
We know we all in the same boat.
Right. The whole world right now. The whole world. Like, when has the whole world been dealing with the same thing?
Like, but seriously. You still got half the country doubting it, thinking it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm. These people, look, these people better get on my plan. They better start spraying groceries down with Lysol. Hey, player. Bianca, I don't know if you was on here, but when we sprayed them gummy bears down with Lysol, was you on here? Child, we went to the corner store, but I sprayed all them groceries down with Lysol, and Emma said, ooh, these taste kind of funny. Child. You clean on the inside and clean on the outside. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Wait, it actually went through the package?
Girl, I think that I just didn't wipe it off good because I kind of sprayed, you know, I kind of sprayed a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, my bad. Sorry, kid. I tried.
She was like, Mom, these are nasty.
Right, exactly. She's like, I didn't take that hour walk to eat nasty nasty gummy
bears. I'm gonna cheated her.
Right.
I'm gonna cheated her.
You didn't need them anyway, okay?
She didn't need them.
She did not need them. Mm-hmm. As much exercise as we not doing, you did not need gummy worms. All right, ladies. Well, I don't want to hold y'all too long.
That's too funny. Crazy. Girl.
you you ain't holding me.
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
We ain't got nothing to do.
Anna, you ain't came. Girl, you ain't down with your parents?
No. I bought $250 worth of groceries. We gonna eat these groceries.
She said every last grocery. And maybe after then, I can go see Joyce and Murata, okay?
Let Uncle B take care of the kids and you catch you a break, honey.
He said I could drop them off. I just haven't yet.
Oh, drop them off. He didn't even say you had to stay. I like that. I like how that sounds.
Right.
I just haven't yet. He said this is the first time. He's like, I've been retired for 7 years. This is the first time I've been bored. It's like, dang.
Yeah. But he go back every holiday season, right? He still do.
He goes back, yeah.
But he still go back on holidays.
He goes back like June to December or something like that.
Yeah. Well, but he can't go to the gym right now.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I bought some resistance bands yesterday. So I'll do that, but I told him he need to buy some. Just get the heavy duty resistance bands.
Yeah.
He ain't got no weights at home. I'm surprised.
He has like a couple dumbbells. That's it. Like, yeah.
I saw Brian and his girlfriend had a whole setup outside.
I know.
Look, they was doing the whole thing. I was like inspired.
Wait, what was they doing?
A workout.
It was nice.
They ain't got no kids.
Girl. That's what I mean.
But I mean, Papa could have did it.
Yeah, he could have.
Her little meals be like all together.
Man, I told Brian that looked like the most expensive meal I've seen. It was like all that greenery, fruit and vegetables, the avocado, it's a wrap.
Plantain, she done cut up some plantain for the side. Plantain. That's what I am.
Wow.
But she's vegan, girl. Right?
They're doing vegan again together.
Oh, okay. Oh wow.
They're mostly plant-based normally, but... They're back to vegan since we quarantined.
I wish.
Not trusting the meat, I guess.
Don't wish.
Oh, they're not trusting the meat.
I don't know. They don't be trying wish. To be all natural and stuff. At one point.
Cut, edit, and delete moment for information that people have not given us permission to share.
Yes.
You are being recorded.
I will tell them about the coconut-based Coconut oil based
part out of the podcast. No, at one point you were like, we're all natural and we're, you know, just doing natural things.
I mean, we got a couple of things to cut out of this podcast.
I wish these kids make us too much to go without deodorant.
Have you guys tried Native? Have you ever seen that deodorant?
Yeah, Jeremiah has. The kids have it. Both kids.
Those are good.
Hmm. Your kids use Native?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kenya uses Tom's, but now I got her on my degree because
I use Kopari.
Ain't no funk like a 9-year-old funk.
Girl, funk ain't.
The whole level of funkery.
It is. How you
after her little dance class? The ride home, I'd be like, "Whoa, roll that window down, sis."
Like Jeremiah said, on my shoulders. I was like, "You are gonna wear deodorant every day for the rest of your life, okay?
Forever."
You do it. Like you are becoming a young man. You have to take showers.
To it has happened. It has begun.
Say from she today took on forever.
Right. She took him by the shoulder. She said, let me have a shoulder talk with you. You go wear deodorant every day. In Jesus' name.
Did he ever forget?
He forget. Like, he just wear it like random, like sporadically. I'm
just like, said random.
Be like, baby, wipe your fingers under your arm and smell it.
You don't even need to do
and
that.
I need just, you to remember.
Stand there and just smell yourself. Like,
but sometimes you can't.
They don't. So
sometimes you need to know that it stank down there under the armpit.
Mm. I was about to say, down there?
I had to clarify. That was a discussion for like, another time.
Another we have those not so fresh moments.
No, I'm like, okay, you know, you're not a baby anymore. Daily showers and daily deodorants. Okay.
For sure.
Xavier, I don't think has gotten there yet. He ain't made it yet. He ain't arrived, but
you would know for sure. So.
You like it? Ain't no question about it.
Ain't no question. You gonna know when you pass that little.
You know. My mama was not even trying to go easy on me when she had to let me know about my body funk. Like.
I remember what I was wearing. My parents broke it.
Hey,
down.
George, give me the charger to these headphones. They about to die. That's podcast worthy, right?
My headphones. Yes, yes it is.
Hey, oh, Lord.
It's bedtime.
Oh, they going to bed.
Yeah, in 20 minutes. Right. 8 o'clock.
Praise God.
We clock out.
Girl,
they're gonna disconnect when you first plug it in.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh so, man.
But it'll
cut.
Production team.
What is that?
The production team. Y'all.
What is it?
Look at the sound man coming in.
It's gonna charge me.
Melanated staff member.
Yeah, melanated staff member. Say what's up? What's up? y'all didn't hear that. Dinner is just going down right now. Told you.
Hey. Oh, what's for dinner?
What y'all having? Mm. We trying to put the team together.
What y'all having for dinner, Xavier? Do you know?
Yeah.
What you having?
We're having chicken.
Ooh.
Emma,
chicken with hot sauce?
Yeah.
Mm. Emma, what you having?
You know it.
No. A baked potato?
Daddy. Yes.
Ooh, okay. All right, go eat it. Because it's late.
You know it.
Okay.
Come on.
I already told you it's spaghetti in there. It's spaghetti in there.
Jeremiah gonna be the man who grow up and his wife ain't never gonna be able to cook spaghetti.
Girl.
He's like, no.
Look, I'm that wife. I can't stand spaghetti. I just can't. I can't do it. We ate too much spaghetti.
Mm-mm. Okay, same here.
Yeah, it's just the nastiest thing ever. And it grows. Like, you eat it, and then it's just like, wait a minute. Did more spaghetti get added to the pot or less? Look at all this spaghetti.
It's a miracle.
It's a spaghetti miracle.
Miracle you never wanted.
Because spaghetti is disgusting.
Costco meatballs, some chicken meatballs from Costco. We don't eat that, but so far they've been just eating spaghetti.
Mm. And they ain't complain yet.
Audrey loves spaghetti. Jeremiah complains every day.
They be like, spaghetti again.
I made eating some mac and cheese the other day. And it was great the night of. She was happy with it.
Homemade?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have my Eagle brand, though. I think that's what I get, or condensed milk, whatever it is. Condensed milk, right.
Wait, no meat?
I had sautéed some shrimp.
Oh, y'all fancy?
Yes.
But, you know, I only had her for the half of the week. It's her weekend with her dad, so I had to try to make it special. And then the second day, I heated up the same thing that she loved the first day. She was like, there's something wrong with the mac and cheese.
It wasn't fresh. It's not fresh out the oven.
Just stir it up, okay? You know, things start to separate. Same thing happened with the breakfast that morning. I put a little bit of Gruyere cheese in my mac and cheese. And I put a little bit of it in the eggs that morning. And I think that, along with maybe just a smidgen too much of the garlic powder, made the eggs taste a little strange. She said, this girl said, there's something wrong with these eggs. I said, girl, you're right, though. They don't taste right. She's like, I didn't want to say anything. I don't want to be mean or say anything, but, you know. I said, it's fine, honey. I felt the same way. She was like, all right. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings. You don't have to keep talking about it.
Because my kids would have been like, yeah, no, we're not eating this. It's nasty.
She said, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Thanks. Okay. Mama gonna be all right.
Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Melanated Mom Podcast. Let's stay connected. Read my blogs over at melanatedmom.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook at melanated-mom, on IG at melanatedmompodcast, and my new Twitter account at melanatedmom1. Talk to you soon.